The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
So time for a bit of Fan Friday.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's do Fan Friday in the red corner as always. Jay, morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve, you're okay?
Yes, good, thank you, pal. And let's bring in Gary, who'll talk Everton. Hi, Gary.
Morning, Steve.
Hello, pal. Let's kick it off with Everton seem to have had a quieter international break. Liverpool in the past few days seem to have had us all worried with the number of players that appear to have been added to the crocked list. What is your understanding of who might be available, Jay, for tomorrow and who might not be?
Well, I think Mo Salah and Virgil van Dijk seem to have trained yesterday, so they should be available for the game. Sadio Mane had an operation, didn't he, on his thumb, so he could be a doubt for the game. But as we've seen in the past, like, players play with casts on their hand, don't they? So he should really be available, in my opinion. Depends if he trains today or not. Other than that, Naby Keita's obviously going to be out for 2 weeks now with a hamstring injury, so it's never ideal, is it? International break, Liverpool always seem to get injuries, but no, we've just got to get on with it, haven't we, Steve?
But what about those comments that Ronald Koeman made about Virgil van Dijk revealing that he got two broken ribs? Because up until that point, no one was quite aware of this. And the legends were talking about this last night, Aldo and Sharpie, saying they felt that was a bit naughty because if they were aware of a centre-half with broken ribs, they'd do the dirty thing and they'd start laying into that player. Should Ronald Koeman really have made that public?
Well, not really, no, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's one of them things, isn't it? He's been playing through the injury, hasn't he? So he's got on with it, really, hasn't he? But it's not ideal because any centre-forward now that Virgil van Dijk's going to come up against, they're going to know that he's got a little bit of a weakness there, aren't he? So it's never ideal, but, you know, as we all know about Virgil van Dijk, he's just an absolute Rolls-Royce of a centre-half, isn't he, Steve?
He's rock solid, isn't he? He's going to play tomorrow. Mo will be fine. I can't see why Sadio Mane would miss the game on a thumb injury. I mean, there's players who play with much worse, isn't there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't play in goal, does he? So to me, it doesn't make any sense why he's a doubt for the game. He should be starting the game. And you know, Liverpool have had a little bit of a tricky spell, haven't he? So we need to get back to winning ways, really. And no, it's a great opportunity to go to Huddersfield and get 3 points, isn't it, on Saturday evening?
Now, Gary, your boys are all fine. That doesn't seem to be. Oh, there's one injury issue, isn't there? Idrissa Gueye, who could be missing for the weekend's fixture. But other than that, everyone seems to have returned from the international break fine. And I think the question marks now are over who plays at the heart of defence. Because Yerry Mina's just about there, isn't he? But you probably wouldn't mess around with Keane and Zouma.
No, wouldn't. They seem to have developed an understanding together, and they certainly wouldn't mess with a team that's just won two games back-to-back. So, you know, there's no, or rather, there would be a question mark over Mina's match fitness. So I would just leave it as it is at the moment, Steve. And, you know, obviously he's great to have on the bench, isn't he? But I certainly wouldn't mess with a team that, as I say, that's gone two games winning back-to-back. Same with midfield, you know, Idrissa Gueye's out. He'll probably bring Schneider, and then again, Gomez is fit from what we know, but he's not going to be match fit. So again, he's good to have on the bench and maybe give him 15, 20 minutes, depending on how the game's going.
You've got to take your hat off to Michael Keane, haven't you? He's been absolutely lambasted at certain stages of his Everton career.
Absolutely, yeah. But you know, it's not the first time that's happened. I remember Kevin Ratcliffe coming in, and he was absolutely hated because of his performances. He was absolutely awful. He came in at left back, was awful, and then he switched to the centre, and took him a while to adapt. So, you know, and Dave Watson was another one. You know, Dave Watson got quite a bit of stick when he first came to Everton for how he was playing. So it's not the first time, but he settled down, thankfully, and he's starting to show the form, you know, sort of that he was at when he was at Burnley. So great, good on him.
Jay, we talked about Mo being available. Mane should be available. Is it the time of the season, because you've got this game, you've got the Cardiff game, is it the time where you just try and get those guys to fill their boots? Or is it the time where Daniel Sturridge, Jerdan Shaqiri get more of an opportunity? Even Adam Lallana, who apparently is 100% fit now. Do you shoehorn these guys in?
Well, look, we've just had a tough, intense period, haven't we? Just, you know, tough, very difficult games. And now we've got 6 games on the spin where, in my opinion, we've got to be winning all six of them. I mean, we've got two games against Red Star Belgrade in the Champions League, and then obviously four Premier League games, and they're all winnable. I mean, one of them's against Arsenal away, but, you know, I'm not convinced by Arsenal. He might be on this nine-match unbeaten run, but they haven't actually played anyone in that run. So, to me, I've got no problems with Liverpool going there and getting 3 points as well, but we've got home games against Cardiff and Fulham and obviously Huddersfield, haven't we, on Saturday? And look, we've got to be winning games of football now. If we want to be genuine title contenders, then, you know, we've got to keep on winning, haven't we? And this is it now. This is the chance now for these players to start clicking, because Mane, Salah and Firmino just haven't really done it this season. And you're talking there about Shaqiri and Sturridge, and yeah, you know, of course they're going to get opportunities now, but these are games that Liverpool have got to be winning, Steve.
Do you feel like Liverpool have made anything of a statement yet so far this season?
Well, it's quite remarkable, really, that we're joined top of the table and we haven't really got going. I think our best performance was probably against Tottenham away at Wembley. You know, that was probably our best display of the season. And, you know, other games, we just haven't really got going. And, you know, Liverpool have shown another side to them this season, because we don't concede many goals. I think is it 3 goals we've conceded all season. And, you know, Liverpool have been slated in the past, haven't they, for being quite dodgy at the back. But as we said before, Virgil van Dijk, Rolls-Royce and Alisson's been a great, you know, addition, great goalkeeper. And Joe Gomez has been absolutely outstanding this season. So Liverpool have shown a different way to win this season, but, you know, we want to get back to the way it was last year when we were smashing teams.
So you've talked about the next couple of months. Everton, if you look at their fixture list, what lies ahead? This game at the weekend should be a perfect starting point after the international break, Gary.
Yeah, Crystal Palace at home. Although they've had a little bit of a decent couple of games against us over the last couple of seasons, to be honest, Steve. But, you know, I would expect, the way Everton have been playing, they have been improving. And there are sort of, you can see the sprouts now of sort of recovery for the side. We're a different side now altogether than what we were last season. So, you know, and obviously long may it continue. So I would expect all 3 points against Palace. And incidentally, I got me prediction.
Yeah, I thought you might mention that one. The Man United game comes after this Palace game. Now, that's notoriously a fixture that means watch you, Manchester United away, when Everton play there.
Well, we haven't got a good record. I mean,
no.
We haven't got a good record in the top six, I'll be, but I think we've got one victory in 20-odd years. At the same time, you know, I don't rate United at the moment. I'm sure I'm not on the... by myself when I say that, but I think we're capable of going to Manchester United. As I say, we seem to be playing with a lot more confidence now, and we're a lot more attack-minded, and we are a threat on the break. We've got pace now in the side, which we haven't had for a couple of years. So I would expect to go there and give a good account of ourselves, and wouldn't surprise me if we come away with a victory, to be honest.
Do you know what? Maybe even if they lose at Chelsea this weekend, that could set things up for Everton, couldn't it? On Adam Lallana, Jay, what does the future hold for him? I said he was 100% fit. Is there an issue for Lallana feeling he's a first-choice player from this point onwards now?
Well, you say he's 100% fit, but for how long?
Because, but he never is,
you know,
is he?
He has breakdowns all the time, doesn't he? And, you know, that injury he got last summer, where he just, that was it then. For me, I think he's finished, really, in my opinion. But I suppose he's a good option to have off the bench, but I wouldn't be starting him all the time, because he just doesn't want to place, does he? Now Liverpool have moved on. You know, when he was in the side and he was playing well, you're talking like 2 seasons ago now, aren't you, really, Steve? So for me, I just think he's decent as an option, but, you know, I wouldn't be starting him in games. And I think the player that Liverpool are missing the most is Oxlade-Chamberlain, really, because I thought he was fantastic last season when he got his opportunity to play week in, week out, and we really are missing him.
Right, 2, 3 or 4 goals for Liverpool this weekend, Jay?
You know what, I'm going to be quite conservative this week and say 2-0, because I just think, with it being after the international break, and it's, you know, obviously they're going to have the crowd behind them, aren't they? And they're fighting for their lives, aren't they, as well? So, because we've got a couple of little injury issues, I'll just go for a 2-0 win this week.
All right, the Blues against Crystal Palace. Come on, Gary, make it 2 out of 2.
I'm going to say 3-1, Steve.
With goals from?
With goals from, I think, Bernard will open his account, and I think we'll have a couple from Walcott.
He's got cocky. Gary, thank you very much. Jay, top man, have a great weekend.
Cheers, lads.
This is The Kickoff.
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport, and talk.
Radio City Talk.